Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
So this is a study. A number of people, including Harvard, the Arizona State of the East, in conjunction with Gallup, 200,000 people surveyed worldwide. That's a lot of people. Those attending religious services weekly had higher flourishing scores than those who never attend. Scores were determined through 12 questions about happiness, close social relationships, financial stability, physical and mental health, and religious practices. Countries with the lowest mental well-being scores have lower levels of active religious practice, such as attending services, practicing rituals or prayers, and reading scriptures. So there's a lot of different ways to judge flourishing. We know attending your place of worship, those numbers have dropped dramatically. That doesn't mean you don't have religious religiosity in your life, right? I think I'm saying that correct, right?
Religiosity?
Religiosity.
It's a good word.
Yeah, it's a good word. Because you can still have your who you believe in and follow a lot of those tenets and cores and decide, I don't need to be at the mosque or the synagogue or the church. This is talking about literally going to church. And I'm sure they're planning, and I love feedback on this, would absolutely love it, 651-461-9226, calls or texts. I'm sure many people who do this will say, doesn't surprise me, makes me feel better. We have an enormous issue across the globe in what? Many things, including loneliness, Dave. It's not just you've decided you prefer your solitary moments compared to others because you don't find it as solitary as others. You find it contentment. You're pleased with it. But for a lot of people who want a place to go. They want people to share something. They want to have people who care for them, who have similar views. And places of worship absolutely can provide that. I think there is a smorgasbord of other places which also provide that. But even with numbers down, we still have an enormous percentage of people across the globe who attend a mosque, a church, a synagogue. So when you hear mental health benefits and the benefit to going to church, according to, I guess, 240,000 people they serve it, what do you think?
I get it. I totally get it. Yeah, I think it's, as you said, it's a place to be with people that are like-minded, that share common beliefs, that are, I guess, all on the same team, I guess, to put it one way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, it certainly has a spiritual help, and that in turn helps your mental health.
I have no problem with it at all, and it does not surprise me. The problem I always have is, well, if you're not one of us, you're missing out. You absolutely can have that opinion, right? This show is driven by a lot of things, including opinions. I don't think anybody's inferior if they don't, though. If you have happiness and a lot of these core aspects which we talked about, which many people get at church, and you find them elsewhere, then that's good on you also. I was lucky that my mother did very few things that were good for me. She really did. I mean, she sold me when I was 12, right? She's not up for any consideration for Mother of the Year. But she did expose me to a lot of religion when I was younger, and I'm glad she did. I rarely attend services now. I believe there is most likely some supreme being. But I get it when people feel better, a comfort, a place that they can count on, wanting to help others, and that church does provide that for them, just like a synagogue or a mosque or other places of worship do. Do I think then that folks who don't attend church should start attending church because they don't have that? If they want to, sure. But there's a lot of places where you can find that. Now, for some people, whether it's the church, mosque, synagogue, it's way more than that. It's, I believe I'm here for a reason. I want to follow these principles. I feel like potentially when this life ends, I'm going somewhere else, and I want to go there, and I want to live that life. That's fine. I just think there should be acceptance both ways, where individuals who maybe are completely atheists don't have to say, Jesus, why are they getting that there? I get it elsewhere. They get it there. Good on them. If that makes them feel better about their life and having these shared experiences and better human being themselves or better parents or better in some part of life, great. The more better people we have in this society, I'm all for it. But I just don't want others just constantly looking down at each other in the religious conversation.
No, of course not.
But I think we got a lot of that.
Yeah, you know, we do. We always have. We probably always will, sadly. I think what's the advantage of folks that go to, you know, any sort of religious service they have is, you know, you talk about how good it makes you feel to, you know, do something out in the community, to help others, right? We always talk about those benefits.
Yeah.
They put it out there for you. You know, if you are a regular member of a church, synagogue, mosque, whatever it is, you have those opportunities to do those things all the time. Whereas, you know, if you're agnostic, atheist, whatever, if you're not attending a service, those opportunities are there, but you got to work for it. You have to go out and find it, whereas if you are a member of a community
and you
like
might
that,
find it and then mm-hmm. love it.
You might.
It, yeah.
And a lot of people do.
Right.
Whereas, you know, if you're a member of a faith community of any sort, you're being called all the time to, hey, come on and do this. Come on and do that. We've mm-hmm. got this going on. Mm-hmm. So it's easier.
I am curious what people think. This is a survey of a lot of people, well over 200,000, saying mental health on the flourishing, on something that was in. The folks who attend, they have higher scores than others, right? What is your reaction to this? 651-461-9226.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Among the texts on the religion and attending services and mental health and well-being, among the texts, God literally made the world that you and me are living in, so it should come no surprise that those individuals, 10 shirts, say thank you to their creator. More texts. I am not fond of church anymore. My wife and I started attending a church that was non-denominational, made up of veterans and their families. The first few years were great. Then during the election in 2016, it took a hard right turn. The head pastor, more or less, was telling people who to vote for and that anyone who voted for someone else was not a good person. To top it off, they had a local representative met their ideals to what amounted to a campaign speech on one Sunday. We haven't been back to that church ever since. We haven't talked much religion, the two of us.
Yeah.
Where are you at in your life at this point?
I was at church Saturday night. I did have to put it into my GPS because it's been a while since I've been there.
I was going to say, was that on your Instagram? Normally I'm seeing you at various...
So I was raised Catholic. We raised both of our boys Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
Sam will have his confirmation in a couple of weeks. And every time I go back to church, I always think, I really enjoyed this. I like the tradition. The Catholic Church, I think most American Catholics have a complicated relationship with the Catholic Church.
I think that's fair. Yep.
And so it is a challenge. I feel very lucky that my church in Maple Grove stays out of like the hot button stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So no politics, minimal of the kind of, you know, I think my church in the context of the Twin Cities diocese would be like less progressive than like some of the Minneapolis,
mm-hmm.
but way more progressive than some of the older.
I
love my church. I really like it. But for sure, like the way the humans who run the church have done things have made it challenging for us.
Yeah, I agree. I want greater acceptance. I want, let's find more commonality. I don't want to lose the core, the tenets, but I believe in a loving God, in a looking for areas where we can find strength without the isolation, the separating, and the condescension. And I don't doubt that there's plenty of that outside of church also.
And I think a lot of churches, when you go, they are focused on the good. I think people who weaponize religion as a political tool focus on the division. If you go to mass, you're left like, or church, wherever, often you feel like you're uplifted.
Yep, I agree. Yeah. Linus Construction Time Check. It's time to invest in clog-free Leaf Guard gutters and receive, guess what? 75% off installation labor. Jason, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest. Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.